Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast, that gives you the latest information about health. And we have a great interview coming up because it is about some late information about health and especially what you can do about it, what actions you should take so you can live at the top of your curve for near as long as you can. This is Dr. Mike Roizen, and thanks for tuning in, downloading us. Please do rate us. Tell your friends if you like us. Even if you don't like us, you can tell your friends. We have Dr. Shir Sagar, S-H-I-R-S-A-G-A-R is how it would be pronounced, but that isn't how it's spelled. It's got a K in front of it. Dr. K, S-H-I-R-S-A-G-A-R, who's a physician who has written a really wonderful book called Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life. It's really about how to harness the power of the clock genes, or what we call chronobiology, what you should do when, if you will. And you know, we've been talking about this with Dr. Michael Bruce, who talks about when you should go to sleep and how to tell whether you're a night owl or a day or an early bird, I guess you would call it, and when you should do what, when you should, the best time for sex, etc. Well, Dr. Shir Sagar is really written a really masterful book, and I'm going to start out by not saying hello to him, but by reading a passage of the book to you that I found so powerful, because it is really very typical of what patients do. He runs a Ayurvedic clinic in, I think it is Oakland or someplace in the Bay Area in California. We'll find out.
Santa Cruz, California.
In Santa Cruz. We'll find out. I was going to say in just a second. But here's the passage. It's from page 18 in the book, Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life. Rory described a typical day of getting up to leave for work by 7 a.m. Not usually hungry in the morning, he would often have coffee to get him through and tide him over to his post-workout protein smoothie at 1 p.m. He would head home in the late afternoon to spend time with his wife and kids, and they would eat dinner as a family at about 8 p.m. Once the kids were in bed, he would make a pot of coffee and stay up until at least midnight, sometimes much later, to work on a special project in coordination with other developers, that is, computer developers working in India. Like most people, Rory had no idea that his schedule was the cause of his health problems. If you think food is merely fuel, then you can eat at any time of day. Skipping meals is just saving calories for later. A healthy choice, such as a protein shake, and we can take a doubt whether that's actually a healthy choice, but anyway, a healthy choice is healthy no matter when you drink it. If your exercise is good for you, it must be good for you no matter when you do it. For many busy and ambitious professionals, sleep is just the thing you do when you haven't scheduled anything else. This is backward. That's Dr. Shir Sagar's statement. Your lifestyle is, and I agree totally with him, your lifestyle is not the sum total of how many calories you consumed in a single day, how many minutes you logged on a treadmill last week, how many hours of sleep you typically get. Instead, it's the coordination of these things with the body's schedule needs. Really, in medical school, we learned the reverse. That is, that it was your lifestyle is the sum total. It isn't. And we now know that thanks to chronobiology. Rory was skipping some meals and replacing others with light fare. He was exercising when his body couldn't benefit from the strenuous activity. And he was eating and working late at night, robbing himself of restful sleep. In the previous chapter, I outlined the chronobiologist's view of the body's circadian rhythm. And that's really a key passage and a key new concept we've learned about chronobiology. The book is called Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life. I haven't made it through the whole book, Dr. Shir Sagar's first name is Suhas, I think, S-U-H-A-S. And so I'm going to call you Dr. Shir Sagar, if that's okay. This is a masterful work, and I want to ask you, how many of your patients are able to change their schedule?
Quite a few, because once we explain them and probably help them understand that what they're doing is exactly what is creating a lot of challenges and problems for them, then they are really motivated and they are able to make these little changes. And I tell them, or I encourage them to do it for 1 week, for 15 days, for a month. And once they start doing those things, they're able to see the benefits, and then it goes down to, or I would say boils down to, the cellular memory, which tells them that if I do this, this is how I feel. And when I don't do this, this is how I feel. So I think they themselves are motivated to make those changes and stick to it. So I think it's the book is a perfect template to really help you understand and synchronize your circadian rhythms of light and darkness almost down to the cellular level. So many patients, and as you know,
hold on a second. Let me go on and ask you questions. Point is that what you want people to do is come in sync of their daily activities with their chronobiology, and part of the chronobiology is obviously the cellular changes. In another part of the book, you talk about how we have tried to control our environment. That is, we have light and dark where we used to have the sun and moon. We have air conditioning. We have food 24/7 if we want to. How much of this can we change? That is, if we've got one set of time zone into our cells, say there's a best time to eat and a best time to exercise as you go through it, can we, by reprogramming ourselves, change ourselves to fit what we want? Could Rory have done that, or does he have to go back to the way his cells are set now? That is, can you change the setting on your cells?
You can change the setting, and the setting gets changed almost every day with the changing rhythms of the nature. So your job is to simply align, look outside the window, and probably think what you're doing with what Mother Nature is doing. So I think that is a starting principle. So there are subtle changes that do happen with the changes of weathers and season. But the most major principles about sunrise and the sunset, they are mostly common to almost all species in the universe where you live. So I think slowly, if you train your body to wake up with sunrise and slowly unwind after sunset, I think everybody should be able to do that. And I think one of the challenges that I wrote about in the book is our schedules that have gotten too busy, and we are working too late in the night. And many of this artificial light is actually affecting some very important rhythms. And as you so eloquently has written in your new manual so far, it boils down to making some small changes pertaining to your diet, your sleep, and your physical exercise and movement on an everyday basis, making sure that is a priority over your work schedule sometimes.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the Cycling IQ or Running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/ownersmanual or mention the promo code ownersmanual when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/ownersmanual. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
Well, let me go and ask another thing that that comes up in the book and that we've tried to do is, in fact, get people to eat their biggest meals, as we say, when the sun is out, especially early in the day. Bigger breakfasts and bigger lunches and smaller dinners. And a number of people have a lot of problem with this because they look at the dinner as kind of a reward for making it through the day, surviving and being effective through the day, and say they feel too tired if they have their biggest meal at breakfast or lunch. That is, they have that 2 p.m. Swoon as they digest food is too great for them. What's the answer on that? How do you deal with that? Is that just smaller meals all the time and with the biggest at lunch, or how do you deal with that?
I think which means you're absolutely right, and people have the biggest challenge ending up their work late and eating a bigger dinner. But if they are eating enough food at breakfast and during lunch, so calories which are consumed during the sunlight, then naturally they won't be having a huge big appetite when they come. So the challenge is when you're not eating enough food for your breakfast and lunch, then you are ravenously hungry late in the evening. And the research is simply validating eat late to gain some weight and sleep late to gain some weight. And if you're doing both, and about 71% of the country does both, eating late and sleeping late. And I think that is one of the core challenges that we feel. And if you explain them that as the sun is coming out in the morning, you should go for a morning breakfast, which is nice and warm and easily digestible. That should give you energy. You should eat your main meal in the middle of the day, and then you are able to walk around and digest that meal completely. And that's the reason why you won't really gain any weight, but gain energy and able to be functional throughout the day. But in the evening, when you eat late and sleep late, then the heart rate, pulse rate, even the metabolic rate, everything slows down, and the food stays into your system without getting digested. And then you wake up feeling dull, heavy, groggy, tired, and you will need unwanted dosage of caffeine to get going. And then it starts creating and messing up the whole cycles of digestion and assimilation completely. So once you explain them and once they start understanding and making those changes initially, then they really understand this very ancient concept. But I think the modern lifestyles are a little bit of a challenge. But if they understand that this is an important priority, then they make some extra efforts to make sure that they have a nice, decent meal in the middle of the day.
Let me go and ask a question. When you visit Las Vegas, they avoid letting you see, if you're in one of the hotels, even for a conference, it's very hard to see the outside world. So you don't set yourself on what you would call natural light, but on the light inside the casino or inside your room. How does that affect, are you able, do people change the way they function because of the light changes? In other words, let's say they're there for 3 weeks rather than there for 2 days. If you were there for 3 weeks, would you change to the cycle that the light you're exposed to, assuming it's got enough blue and red light mixtures and done appropriately, would you change your timing of your cells?
I don't think you will completely change or get in alignment or glorify that now you are set up at a different time zone and body has gotten used to it. It will have still the challenges that the body will face and will disrupt the internal functioning of the physiology. The body has a unique ability to adapt to almost anything to a certain extent. But when you keep on doing it constantly, then it's for sure going to disrupt everything. So those cues that you get from light and darkness are very important, especially the quality of the rest the body needs at the right time is equally important. You can get away with it to a certain extent, but I think it is a challenge, and we see this all the time when people are having even late night shifts, and the reason for the work that they are doing something late in the evening, there's a reason why we call it as a graveyard shift. And even the World Health Organization, has classified the swing shift at late night shift as a known carcinogen for breast health and prostate cancer.
So we should, for those of you who are unfamiliar with our terms, known carcinogen means it is a agent that promotes or initiates the growth of cancers, or does both. It helps initiate and promote the growth of cancers. We clearly, if you look at other ways of doing this, that is, with either incentives or penalties. So I read, and by the way, the downloaders, the listeners are listening to podcast 879B, but in 879A, the news, we talked to the news of the week and what it means. We talked about what's happening in Chile. Chile has a remarkable problem in that 75% of their entire population is overweight or obese. 50% of the kids age 6 are now obese. So they went and designed a program that changes the way everything is advertised or allowed to be advertised. The Tony the Tiger, whatever it was, from one of the General Mills cereals is banned. All these advertising things have just started to be banned. And so they're taking a different tack to help people live within their diet. Do you think they'd be better off, Dr. Shirsagar, with trying to get people to correspond with their, if you will, their natural cycles? Or do you think this could be effective? If you were going to advise the Chilean government, which would you say to go for first?
Well, I think it's both, because I think physical activity and movement and awareness toward diet, both of those things should go hand in hand together. Unfortunately, television watching is a passive entertainment which restricts your physical activity and movement. So it's a double catch in there, where you're exposed to a sedentary lifestyle, you're exposed to bad food, advertisement, which is mostly driven by taste and food cravings and blood sugar fluctuations. And then the third is the lack of physical movement. So it's a bold step, I would say. Even in India now, on Cartoon Network and Children's Channel, they have banned certain fast food advertisements, which is a great step. And I think all the developing countries are feeling the pressure to do that. So I think as you have explained in all of your U manuals, is diet is the key, but the physical movement is even better and even more important, because they both kind of feed off each other. And I think that is the very premise of the book itself. If you're not sleeping well, you're eating bad foods. If you're not eating bad foods, you're more less likely to do physical activity. But if you do start with even one, so if you start correcting your diet and eating the right food at the right time, you start sleeping better. Because of sleeping better, you have enough energy to do physical activity and exercise. And it creates a positive mindset that makes you kind of programmed to do the right things for yourself. And then you participate in your own health and well-being. So from an Ayurvedic perspective, diet, exercise, and sleep, these are the three pillars of health. And they all feed off each other. And I think the very premise of change your schedule, change your life is to really understand and respect those rhythms of the body and feed it properly and make sure we keep all the moving parts moving.
The book is called Change Your Schedule, Change Your Life. It is wonderful in that he does write this with a great storytelling bent, as well as keeping the science solid and excellent. Dr. Shirsagar, thank you very much for contributing so much to the literature and our understanding. And thanks also for coming on You, the Owner's Manual podcast. This is 879B, and make sure you do listen to the news of the week. We'll tell you what Chile is doing, as well as we'll tell you when the chronobiology genes are uncovered, or more about them is uncovered, and what it will mean to you. Thanks again, Dr. Shirsagar. Ben, thanks for great engineering, and especially you for listening and downloading us. Do rate us and do tell your friends about us.